The Big Lead, top story.
It's interesting that a couple of the initiatives on the ballot tomorrow, including 1639, which would take a state that has some of the strongest Second Amendment gun rights in the United States. Our Washington state constitution is very strong when it comes to rights for law-abiding gun owners, and it would impose some of the most restrictive gun laws, which do nothing. As you know, the cities with the toughest gun laws, Chicago, D.C. And by the way, every time I bring that up, there's this meme that's going around on the left that all the guns in Chicago have come from Indiana, which has lax gun laws. And so they've been instructed to refute the fact that Chicago has tough gun laws and the worst gun murder rate in the country. And someone decided, well, you just say that all the guns came from Indiana, and that'll be our rebuttal. Now, gun laws don't work. That's the try rebutting that, because that's the truth. D.C., Baltimore, they all have tough gun laws. That horrible stabbing at the Seattle Center, if we let the anti-gun nuts, who was it? Was it McGinn or Nichols? I don't remember which mayor it was who tried to ban guns from Seattle, the Seattle Center, among other places, which is a blatant violation of our state constitution. But like the nuts do, well, we'll pass this law and then we'll see if the court strikes it down. The court struck it down because it was unconstitutional. Well, thank goodness that in this tragic story, when a woman was stabbed to death at the Seattle Center on Friday evening in front of her 5-year-old son by the boy's father, thank goodness that there was a good Samaritan with a gun. His name's Scott Brown. He talked to Q13 News.
I just kept trying to get him to put down the knife. We just kept walking backwards and backwards and backwards.
And he just wanted to hold the guy until the cops got there.
Way too long. I kept looking around for police, security.
He wasn't there to shoot the guy. He was there to make sure that the guy didn't stab anybody else to death or get away.
The point was to hold his focus. There's people everywhere.
So we have an initiative tomorrow that would have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country imposed on the citizens of this state. There's also Initiative 9-4. And by the way, every law enforcement agency that I've seen opposes 1639. There's 940, which would make being a cop dramatically more difficult. In that one, they would have a citizens panel where Jim Pugel was the former assistant chief for Seattle PD. And there are a lot of cops who are furious that this guy who was in administration is doing an ad for this initiative that many, if not most, cops believe is fundamentally anti-cop.
Every day, Jim asks, is this the day I get into a dangerous situation I haven't been trained for?
And he's does this commercial with a relative of Charlena Lyles.
At the end of a long day, Monica would like to call her sister Charlena, but she cannot. Monica's sister was shot and killed by a police officer. I was not there, but I know that every cop should be trained to de-escalate conflict.
The Initiative 940 gives police officers proper training to deal with people in a mental health crisis.
Say yes on 940.
Okay, he was not there. He doesn't know what went down. She had a knife. She called the cops there under false pretenses. She wanted to lure them in. And I'm not here to, you know, demonize Charlena Lyles, who's gone. But that commercial is, it's just reprehensible for somebody who is in command. And they say they will be trained. And one of the provisions of 940 is that they'll establish a citizens panel of people in underrepresented communities. And three of the underrepresented communities that will make up the Citizens Oversight Panel of cops are undocumented youth, and previously incarcerated people. So we're going to have illegals, children, and criminals overseeing our cops in our state. We got anti-cop stuff. We got anti-gun stuff on the ballot. Meanwhile, what about knives? You know, that woman stabbed to death at the Seattle Center. Down in Pierce County, there was a guy who was carjacked this weekend at gunpoint. If he maybe could have defended himself, maybe that could have made a difference in his life. But the reality is there are just an awful lot of people who are victims of crime. Our cops aren't able to respond. This victim, he didn't want his name out there, but he told our news partners at Cairo 7 about the carjacking.
I drop my debit card and my cell phone under the seat, then I go pick it up. And then by the time I pick it up, some guy hops in the back seat with his pistol already drawn, says, get out the car.
Do you think an anti-gun initiative is going to stop a criminal from getting a gun in our state? Guy like this?
Yeah, it was cold. I mean, it was bone chilling. I know that. Like, I was scared. Then I was like, without any hesitations, I hopped outside the car and just ran.
And he said after he fled, the victim cousin says, yeah, the victim came to my house right after he got away.
He came to my house after the fact that he got dropped off.
And the cousin says that this is just the reality of life these days.
Hopefully he gets his car back and nothing like this happens again.
Yeah, but the criminals are always going to get guns. And, you know, no laws that we pass in our state are going to change that. That's for darn sure. Also, in advance of this election, there's still so much racist stuff, legit racist stuff that's going on down in Georgia, where Oprah Winfrey has been campaigning for a gubernatorial candidate, a woman who's African-American. Listen to the Good Morning America had this. They got audio of this racist robocall that's going on out in Georgia right now.
This is the magical Negro, Oprah Winfrey. Where others see a poor man's Aunt Jemima, I see someone white women can be tricked into voting for.
So somebody has gotten a phone list and sending out, you know, that description of Oprah and Aunt Jemima and their version of Oprah.
I am just hoping that everybody who can will get to the polls.
That's the real Oprah who's been campaigning, but they've decided in response to send out that racist robocall that I just played for you. And that's why I say, man, when we get past tomorrow and we can get back to time, what are we going to talk about after tomorrow? Probably drug addicts on our streets, homelessness. And we'll get back to all that stuff again. That is your big lead this hour.